Jay Steven for Flag Family Media. I'm here with Dragon women's head basketball coach Carla Nelson. Coach, you got a split this weekend, a couple overtime games. I mean, I think that's probably, what, four, five, six overtime games, or at least one possession games you guys have had this year. Do games like that, tough, close, either overtime, one possession games at the end of games, does that help build character and resolve as we go through a season, or is that really doesn't make a difference?
Well, I think that it builds some character. Resolve, yes, especially when you can, you know, win those games. Yeah. But I think on the flip side, you don't want to be in those games either. Mm-hmm. But when you are, when you have players step up and make plays, certainly helps build that confidence.
You look at the games this last weekend. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Grace had a couple of good games. Offensively, obviously, Ashton had a pretty good game down in Winona. And it seems like certain players, you got such a kind of a well-balanced team that it's not always one player you're counting on. Yeah, you'd love to get Terry involved down low as your primary post scorer, but it seems like there are different ladies that step up each week for you.
Yeah, I mean, right now we have, probably six, seven, maybe even eight players that can score for us. I think the biggest thing is just looking for that consistency. Mm-hmm. That, there's no question as a coach, you like to, look out on the floor and go, I know I'm going to get such and such from this player, this player, this player. And, we don't really have that. Mm-hmm. What we have are multiple positions, players that can score. I think you're looking for probably more consistency from certain people, but I guess I'd rather take seven or eight kids that could score the ball. Yeah. And then if I have to go to them, that's the luxury that I have. And when they, a lot of people are keying on Terry, and other people are going to have to step up. And I do think that, you're actually seeing Alishka grow right before your eyes. I probably, when I look at us right now, I mean, she's actually growing right before our eyes. And we just need to keep that going in the right direction, because that person in that position is a big position for us.
Well, exactly. And I thought she had a great first half offensively, had a couple backdoor cuts, rebounds. It seemed like defensively she was tuned in for the most part of that game. I know there's a play in specifically you probably would like to have back, but at the same time, like you said, you can see her growing, and her growth is going to be key to this team moving forward. Right. And then you've got another weekend with Abby Berge getting some game experience and getting back into a flow. So with the development of Alishka and Abby getting rounding back into form, I know you were able to go more with Kaylin Kelly and Abby Berge out there together rather than one or the other. Has that increased depth along the bench really helped this team?
Well, it certainly has increased depth. I think with Berge, it's going to take some time. She's just not as mobile right now, not as quick. And both teams really from last weekend really went at her. And she's going to need to get more aggressive right now offensively. She's very tentative, and we need to get her to relax and just getting back to the things that she can do. And that will take time. But unfortunately for us, it's my decision to make that when I don't see enough aggression from her, she's not going to be able to play as much. But in turn, that's where Kaylin Kelly playing aggressive, Alishka continuing to grow and develop, that helps us. And really, honestly, this past weekend, we played two very good basketball teams and on the road at their place, and could have won both games, right? And could also lost both games.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
It came down to, one possession, and what that possession was, I don't know. But, those all are good things for us. And, when I look at our team, I think, we're built for not just this year. I mean, this year is super important.
Yep.
But we're also built for the next two or three, 4 years down the road.
I don't know if you ever had any significant injuries in high school or college ball, but I know I had one, after high school basketball, and I know what it's like to come back from a knee injury. And so you've got a couple players with, knee injuries. You've got a player that's got, foot issues, ankle issues for a couple of them. How do you help kind of put their mind at ease that they are 100% and they can do what they do? Or is it just about them getting used to what a lot of times for players is a new norm? You know, you've got an injured knee or an ankle. You kind of got to get used to how it feels going forward.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm probably the least patient person in the world.
And, I would have never guessed that.
No, and, you know, I guess right now, you know, I guess my philosophy is when you're between the lines, you cannot be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be sick. You have to play.
Right.
Right? And if you are hurt, sick, then don't play.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're on the floor, you got to play. And, you know, right now, for me, you know, I don't talk to Bergie about her ankle anymore.
Right.
I mean, I'm trying to get her to move beyond that. So the more we talk about it, it does not help the situation. You know, I think it's my job to be the person to push Bergie to get her back to where she was or close to it.
Yep.
And, you know, so that is my approach, and I'm going to stick with that. But again, I'll say this, and players from previous years will tell you that when you step on the court between the lines, if you were sick before you got there, you're out there, you're not sick.
Yep.
If you were hurt and you're going to play, you're not hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are, then you cannot play.
Right.
Because I think that that only leads to a loss of confidence, and then it actually hurts for other people.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
When you look at this weekend, you got Augustana, you got Wayne State coming to town. What's it going to take to get a couple of wins this weekend at home?
Well, I think continue to play aggressive like we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, want to get the rebound out and go, want to take care of the ball. The one thing that we're doing really well and at a very high level, I think we're in the top 10 or 15 in the country and fewest turnovers. We need to continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're right now we're in the top 50 in rebound margin. We need to continue to do that and build on those things.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a couple players in other statistical categories. They need to keep performing and performing at a high level. Right now, I have a lot of confidence in these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need to keep pushing.
Right.
Like, keep pushing. And, you know, when we go into a weekend like this weekend, we expect to win these games.
Yeah.
And I expect us to come out, defend, rebound, get up and down the floor and hit some shots and beat two good basketball teams.
There you go. All right, Coach. Well, thank you for your time. It's a pleasure as always. We'll be there covering the action on Saturday. So best of luck.
Thanks, Jason.
All right. This is Jason alongside head coach Carla Nelson, your Dragon women's basketball team. We'll talk to you soon.